Jared Leffner, the man accused of killing six people and shooting Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, has been ruled unfit to stand trial. U.S. District Judge Larry Byrne's decision came after the defendant was physically removed from the courtroom because of an angry outburst. This ruling puts Leffner's prosecution on indefinite hold, but it doesn't close it down. Joining us now is our friend Christopher Buzz Conover, senior political reporter at KUAT, Tucson's public radio station. Good morning, Buzz.
Good morning.
Maybe you could describe for us what exactly happened in the courtroom when Leffner was removed.
It was interesting. The judge actually had not started the competency point of the hearing yet. He was actually hearing arguments from members of the media or attorneys from members of the media about opening up some of the investigative records to the public. When Leffner, for lack of a better term, burst out, and what he said is a little bit in question, but the general consensus seems to be that he said, "Thank you for the freak show. She died right in front of me. You're treasonous." And the "she died right in front of me" part, there is no doubt. Everybody agrees on that. What he said at the beginning and the end, there's a little bit of question about. We're still checking the court record on that. But at which point the deputy marshals hustled him out of the room. There was a door right next to the defense table. There was about a 10-minute recess, and then he was brought back in, marshals all around him. He was shackled. And the judge asked him if he would like to stay for the rest of the hearing, telling him it was his right to do so, or he could watch it in another room on closed-circuit TV. Mr. Leffner replied fairly quietly that he would like to watch it on TV. He was escorted out of the room. One of his attorneys went with him. A marshal went with him, and he was not seen again, presumably quietly watching it from another room on TV.
Buzz Conover, senior political reporter at KUAT. You spoke, Buzz, last night with Mark Kelly, who is Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords' husband. What did he have to say?
Mark is commander of Space Shuttle Endeavour, which is still up at the International Space Station. He and I did speak last night from the space station, and he really didn't want to talk about the hearing yesterday. He did say that he does talk with the congresswoman every day, even though he is in space. Once he was at the International Space Station, they have an internet phone there. And he said she's doing very well, but he didn't really want to talk about yesterday's hearing.
Also with us this morning, David Brook, a professor at Washington and Lee University Law School and a capital defense attorney, a career capital defense attorney. David, the prosecution has said this is not the end of the case, and they intend, as they say, to make sure that he's competent by the time the case comes back into the courtroom in September. How often does an incompetency ruling stand permanently?
Well, I can't give you a percentage. The next stage of the procedure is to see whether or not the federal prison psychiatric hospital can restore Mr. Leffner to competency. They have 4 months to try to do that, and then they'll be back in September, as you say. The government is really not in a position to assure whether or not that's going to happen or not. That's a medical issue. This man is clearly extremely mentally ill, and that's something about which there is now no dispute. It's both sides, both reports apparently were unanimous. And it's something that happens. Most people who are severely mentally ill don't commit violent crimes like this, but some do. And clearly Mr. Leffner will have to be treated, and we'll see what happens. If he gets better, he can be tried. If not, there's a procedure for making sure that he is committed securely.
And committed, conceivably, for life as well. David Brook.
Yes.
Tell us traditionally, though, even though the clinical issue seems to not be in dispute for Jared Leffner, what happens typically when a defendant insists upon turning the courtroom into some sort of a circus proceeding where they can be disruptive constantly and that extreme measures need to be taken to either quiet or restrain the defendant?
Well, it's not very hard to keep order in the courtroom if a defendant can't be quiet when he's supposed to be. He can be kept out of the courtroom and allowed to listen in on a closed-circuit connection, which is what happened yesterday. It's really not that big a problem. A more serious problem is the fact that this man seems to be so severely psychiatrically afflicted that he's not capable of rationally understanding what's going on around him.
David Bruck is a clinical professor of law at Washington and Lee University. David, the psychiatrist who has been treating him, or at least evaluating him, has said that he has severe schizophrenia, but the prosecutors say they want to make him competent to stand trial, but that's not the mandate of the psychiatrist and psychologist who treat him, right? Their mandate is not to make somebody fit to appear in a courtroom.
It wasn't up till now, but it will be going forward for the next 4 months. He'll be sent back to the same federal psychiatric institution in Springfield, Missouri, where he, which is a prison hospital. It's not just a hospital. It's a very secure facility, and he'll be treated there. The next question is whether or not he'll agree to be treated, and the treatment for schizophrenia involves pretty powerful psychotropic medication with a lot of side effects, and some defendants, some people refuse to accept that. If so, then the issue will come up whether the government, the prison doctors, can medicate him by force. It's called involuntary medication, and that raises some legal questions which may have the case back before Judge Burns in Tucson.
David Bruck, clinical professor of law at Washington and Lee University. Buzz Conover, a senior political reporter at KUAT, you spoke with people who were there at the shooting that Jared Loughner is alleged to carry out. Did they express dismay that he had been ruled incompetent?
You know, in talking to people, I don't think anybody was surprised by the ruling. And while there may have been some initial dismay once they learned the process that he's not getting a free pass, so to speak, that, you know, he's going into treatment and that if he can be ruled competent, he will be tried. And if not, you know, he will be confined.
Possibly
people seemed okay with the ruling.
Christopher Buzz Conover, senior political reporter at KUAT, Tucson's public radio station, talking about Jared Loughner, the accused Arizona shooter who's been ruled unfit to stand trial.